Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Let's Get After It. I'm your host, Elise Khalifa, and I'm joined today by Caitlin Phillips. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi there.
How's it going?
What a busy morning. We were talking a little bit about it today, but I've been running around a lot.
Yeah.
I know.
The day's been flying by, too.
Yeah. I think everybody is collectively a little sleepy, a little tired, but we're very excited to be here podcasting. It's been a minute.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like this will liven us up today.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah, I think we're in for a good conversation because today we are joined by Jude Mercer, who is the founder of Capybara Collective and was also our collaborator on our Stage Zero event that we hosted recently. Hi, Jude.
Hi, guys. It's good. You know, I'm Jude Mercer, Capybara Collective, you know. Enough said.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully there's going to be more to be said.
Yeah, no, it just depends on the questions. You know, I need the hard-hitting questions, you know, Stage Zero, all that.
Okay, good.
For sure.
We have some rumors in here we'd like to address, so this is perfect.
Yeah.
But how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm good. I'm elated, honestly. You know, yeah. I had a nice drive up here from East Liverpool, my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to Claro.
Oh, good vibes.
Huge fan of Claro.
Yeah.
So I've had a pretty good day, you know?
Yeah. You got some good news recently too, right?
Yes. I just got a job.
Woo!
Yay.
Yes. I'm no longer unemployed. Well, I worked at Walmart, but, you know.
Hey, you were a little self-employed with Capybara as well.
Oh, yeah. You know, double employed status.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
You
know,
I'm very awesome. Excited Congratulations about that. On that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So I know you said a little bit, enough said, Jude Mercer, Capybara Collective, but please tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, my name is Jude Mercer. It hasn't changed since I said it the first time.
Good and, to know.
I started Capybara Collective in 2020 with my friend Cole Daly mm-hmm. from my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And when we started that, it was a music group. So he would produce and I would kind of do the vocals and everything else on the track.
Mm-hmm.
So it started as a music duo. Come along to 2022 and I'm a part of this organization in Kent called Painted Lyrics. And I'm doing events with them, so on. And I went and I planned my own event. Mm-hmm. And they were like, hey, we don't want to do that. We're not going to put our name on that. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, what should I do now? I'm going to just go back to my old thing, Capybara Collective. Hey, we do events now. So I did my first open mic in 2022. It was a really good success. I mean, great turnout. It was downtown at Standing Rock Cultural Arts Center.
Okay, got to represent.
Right next to Bent Tree. And it was a really good turnout for a rainy day. And being kind of far away from downtown.
Yeah.
So that was our first event. And then I went to Italy the next semester in 2023. Mm-hmm. So there was a little bit of a hiatus for Capybara Collective. And then come back around December, fall of 2023 and did our first show. And it was with Sunset Drive. It was a great vibe.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the recent history.
Yeah. Is that mainly what you want to do with Capybara Collective, is hosting shows or putting on events, concerts like that?
Yeah, that's definitely what I want to do. I have so much fun, you know, when you see the final product, it's like Stage Zero all coming together.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a euphoric feeling, you know, you see everybody mm-hmm. having a good time, jumping around, you know. Somebody went up and held the set list up to the band. Like, there's just so much unexpected stuff that's going to happen that just makes it all worth it, you know, all the time you put into it. So that's definitely where I want to go with this.
Yeah, it's cool to see like the audience members like getting so into it and getting so active with the artists as well. It's a nice like little, I don't know if collaborative is the right word, but everything and everyone really comes together for those events.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Stage Zero was a hit. I mean,
yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
You were the cover star of the post.
I saw it. I did. Yeah, very surprising.
Yeah, I do want to talk about that a little bit more because I know we previously hosted an event for kickoff at Kent State with you last August to like welcome freshmen and everyone back onto campus. And I do want to kind of like dissect the differences between that one and this one and your like perspective on the two events.
Yeah. Well, the first one, it was like a feel out, I think, for us, you know, mm-hmm. working together for the first time. You never really know how it's going to go, right? But mm-hmm. I feel like it was a great success. And maybe there were things that were missing from that that we did incorporate into Stage Zero, like more branding, you know, more marketing details. You know, we mm-hmm. kind of ramped it up a lot more than we did the other one. We put on, I think, a higher level production with this one.
Mm-hmm.
We got the stage, you know, we had the lights. I feel like it was just a way better vibe for this one, but you know, you have to do the first show to figure out what's missing, and then you come back for the next show and kind of try to perfect it.
Yeah, I agree. I think also, like, making sure there is an audience for the event.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, like, the marketing semester. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm so proud of us collectively, because I feel like it was just such an accomplishment to kind of take the kickoff event and bring it to this scale.
So. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I mean, I feel like the crowd interaction was better with this one.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like with it being later, more people showed up. And they were just, like, there. They were ready to go crazy at the concert.
You know? Yes, they were.
You know, we cut out, like, the other side things we had at the first one. It was just all about the music and the boobies, of course. Yes, the drinks.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I think we really hit on our goal as well in terms of, like, wanting to support artists and these musical types of and other, like, creative entrepreneurs with this event. Because not only were we able to bring these local Kent State artists in and give them a platform here on campus, but also, like you mentioned, the boobies. We got to work with our other events and entrepreneurs. So we brought in Nick to be a mocktail vendor. We brought in you to actually work on, like, coordinating and putting the event together. So it was exciting to see that we could hit on our own personal goals for the event while also putting on something fun and exciting that students and other community members were interested in attending.
Yeah, I think that's what it's all about. It's mm-hmm. just bringing people together. I think that's the best part about what I do, and that's why I like to do it so much, is you never know who's going to be there. You never know who's going to meet somebody there. They might become your best friend. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actually, for LaunchNet, I met one of my best friends, Jaden Levy, at the pitch competition in 2023.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's like we met and then just became best friends ever since then. So.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It's like, really cool. I feel like that's something I try to recreate at every event. You know, I just want people to interact with each other and make new friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are events the main thing you want to be part of Capybara, or is there, like, other types of activities, programs, other things you're including in the business?
I want to advance into clothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've always had, like, a fascination with designing clothes and with having a brand, so I really just want to be able to walk down the street and see somebody wearing my shirt. And I don't even want them to know that it's from me. I don't even want them to know that Jude Mercer did it. I just want them to like what they have
mm-hmm.
and just
mm-hmm.
appreciate that for what it is. And so that's the next thing that I'm going to get into in 2025.
Okay. Yeah. Would that be under Capybara, or is that going to be a separate kind of business you're looking at?
It would be under Capybara. Okay. I want to have, you know, Capybara Collective. I want to have a bunch of different brands underneath it, you know, mm-hmm. let's say like a boba shop, you know, Cappy Boba, for example. Don't so copy cute. My idea. And then I want to do like music videos and other kind of productions like that as well. So it'd be like a multimedia facet.
Yeah.
So I want to have multiple different things, you know, events, clothes, mm-hmm. boba shop, you know, that's kind of the end goal with it. But that's down the line. It takes a lot of money to open up like a boba shop. But
definitely.
Absolutely, yeah. But there's smaller ways you can test it, trial for it sure. out, get it out there.
Yeah, really cool ideas so far. So another question we have for you, you kind of mentioned earlier that connecting people with the Capybara Collective is so important. So we're wondering, how do you get connected with the local artists that you feature?
Yeah, so the first band, the local first local band I ever met, mm-hmm. was in 2022 in the spring when I still make music back then. I still make music now, but I never had done a show before until then. You know, my brother lived next door to the Head Trips.
Oh, okay.
Right, so they kind of got me on the card, and I was able to do my first performance, and then we've just been connected ever since. And when it came around to it, I was able to do a show with them, a couple shows with them. I think we've done like 4 or 5 now, which is a blessing to be able to do that, but just getting out to shows and extending your hand and saying, hey, you know, I'm Jude, I do this, you know, what do you guys do? And then you meet people there. So I really do like to just offer my hand for a handshake. And also Instagram, you know, like mm-hmm. you go on Instagram, you follow somebody, the recommended thing comes down. I just follow bands after bands after bands, and if they follow me back, we might work together in the future.
Yeah, very cool. Definitely good advice, for sure. Putting yourself out there.
Yeah, you just have to put yourself out there. And let people know what you do, and if they're interested, they'll be interested. If they're not, then move on to the next person.
Yeah. This kind of leads into our next question a little bit. What have you found to be like the best methods or strategy for promoting Capybara Collective events or events in general?
I like flyers, like how we did with Stage Zero, just going around and throwing up flyers in people's faces, really. Put them everywhere because people will see them, they'll remember it. Of course, you have to have recognizable branding. Mm-hmm. And I think that with our Stage Zero poster, it was very unique to other things that you would see on the walls at like a coffee shop or at Woodsy's Music, for example, you know, anything like that. So you have to have recognizable and interesting graphics as well as just being everywhere that you can be. And of course, social media as well. So I just, you know, share it with your friends. That's why it's important to make good connections, because, you know, I know all these different bands and they'll just sit there and they'll repost my stuff. Maybe I'll repost their shows, and all our audiences come together to just create these huge house hit shows. So that's my biggest way of promoting, is just cross promoting with other bands.
Yeah, I feel like that's also an interesting mix of like what's new and current versus almost like a little bit throwback old school with the flyers, because I feel like that's what musicians, artists, like they had to do when getting started. They were passing out flyers constantly before. So it's a cool mix, and I feel like even that old school in quotes tactic of marketing is almost coming back a little bit more. I feel is what we've seen recently.
Yeah, because it's just it's so much more personal. It's really like a step up of like word of mouth, right? Forming those important connections and really just putting yourself out there, talking to people, is just so important nowadays. You're so right.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. It's like we're in an age of AI, and everything seems so artificial. You know, my degree's in marketing, so you work in marketing. We all work in marketing, really.
Yeah.
It's like, so we recognize these copies that are completely AI, these images that are completely AI, and as like a creative, it just really makes me angry, you know, it makes me sad and disappointed. It's like nothing's original anymore, so
yeah,
it doesn't feel real. Like something that a human makes before over what an AI makes, it's just a different feeling for me.
Yeah, and I think like you were saying, like with your event specifically, you really want to bring that community and that authenticity together at them. So I think you're completely right in saying like, yeah, the branding and what we did for this event, for example, it felt real. It felt like genuine, and we want to actually bring a collective group of artists, creatives, just that type of environment and create that for people.
Yeah, and it's like spitballing. Like our first meeting that we had, we talked about Cowboy Bebop. You know, we talked about all these other inspirations, you know, chains hanging from the ceiling. You know, we had so many different ideas, and we just bounced off each other and made a great final product. And I feel like that's what creativity is all about.
For sure. I thought like the bands themselves also did such a good job of promoting themselves at the event and really fostering those connections with the audience members who are now fans.
Yeah.
I remember, I forget which band it was. Was it Bracelet Box? That they were like, we have free CDs. And then I just remember like 8 different people from the crowd like ran to the back to get the CDs.
Yeah.
And they were all gone. So yeah, it's just so cool to see some of those, like you were saying, more old school kind of tactics really working in this industry.
Yeah, I mean, how often do you see people having CDs at shows anymore? I mean, it's all digital, so.
No, that was really cool.
You can give somebody something in their hand, they're going to remember that over you telling them, hey, go follow me on Instagram or something like that. Like,
yeah, absolutely. They both matter, but you're right. That, like, physical in-person moment definitely leaves a bigger impact.
Yeah. It's like going to the store and buying something. Like, if you touch something, you have more attachment to it than when you're shopping online.
For sure.
Yeah, I probably need to do less of that at the store because I'm touching all the different fabrics. Like, oh, you feel nice. You feel nice.
Yeah.
Separate anecdote from the Stage Zero event. It was the attendee who got pulled up to, like, hold the lyrics for the song. I saw later that weekend, because you guys had your fake Paddy's Day concert, she was out there again. She was, like, at the event. Really? She was posting on her story, and, like, the head trips were resharing it, so...
Yeah,
it, like you were saying, it fosters like fans and community. It was cool to see that continue into the weekend.
And it's like, who knows where she came from. How'd she hear about the event, Stage mm-hmm. Zero, in the first place? Did she follow LaunchNet? Did she follow Capybara? Did she follow Bracelet? You know, who knows what happened? But when you pull all these audiences together, you create, you know, across viewership, and it's just, it's amazing to see what happens.
It's very cool.
Oh, yeah, and like that whole group of moshers here that was at Stage Zero, they were all at Fake Cappy's Day on Saturday.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And some of them had the Stage Zero shirts on. I'm not sure if they washed them. I don't judge, but, you know, I like the representation, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, it's beautiful to see that happen.
Like, yeah.
Definitely. Wow.
Quick disclaimer, the mosh pit was safe and everyone was fine.
Yes. Yes. No moshers were harmed in the making of Stage Zero.
Yes. Kind of going into your personal entrepreneurial journey a little bit, what has been the biggest challenge you've faced so far?
The biggest challenge for me is just like fear of failing. Mm. It's like the fear of rejection. It's like you try something and it doesn't work. And I'm just so scared about, you know, what could happen if I'd launch a clothing brand and nobody buys it. And then I have 20 shirts that no one is going to touch. And I just have these shirts. What am I going to do with them? That's my biggest issue. It's like, it's just a mental thing where I just don't want to fail, and that mm-hmm. leads me to not try some things.
Mm-hmm. How have you kind of, I guess, navigated that fear then throughout your journey?
Well, these shows where people show up and you can see people having a good time, that really gives me a confidence. It's like you are doing something that people appreciate, and it's not just going to waste all the time that you're putting in. So mm-hmm. just seeing people come to the shows and have a great time, you know, jump around, run to the back of the venue and grab the CDs, you know, buy stuff from the bands. It's just, when you see everybody happy, that just makes you more confident and happy about what you're doing.
Yeah.
It helps you to put that foot forward to get to the next step.
Yeah, because I think what you're saying is a very common fear. I think even outside of entrepreneurship, that's something people face every day with trying new things. But I think specifically with being an entrepreneur, another, I guess, tactic you can use is like smaller entry points. So for example, you're mentioning a clothing brand. Maybe there's ways of like, what are those? Like Printify or Printful, like, so you don't have to invest too much on the back end to get it started, but that way you're still getting your brand and your designs out there. And then even how you were saying how you started up with the shows, like it wasn't you putting on a whole big event at the beginning. It was just smaller entry points for you. So even how you handled that and like overcame that fear, you can implement that into what you're doing with your clothing brand as well.
Yeah. Thank you.
And we're excited to see the clothing brands.
Yeah.
I have some ideas. Yeah.
You're going to have people running to the back for your merch at the next show.
Exactly.
Soon, right? Yeah, soon. One more thing about that and like being confident. It's just, you build up a reputation over time of just having, like, when it, me, I do shows, and if people come to my show and they have a good time, they're going to think, hey, I need to be at the next one. You know, mm-hmm. this guy throws great shows. He has great bands. The music is always good. The acoustics sound good. The crowd participation is great. I've met my best friend there. Like, when you build up a reputation, that also gives you more confidence to continue. It's like, I'm sure, Caitlin, you've had, like, when you first launched your patterns and stuff, it's like, mm-hmm. wow, people are interested in this. I need to do more.
Yeah, for sure.
And just like, it's like, yeah, I'm doing something right. Just, you have a reputation at that point. It's like, that's something I like to live up to, a reputation.
Basically. Yeah, absolutely.
It's important. It's like deadlines on a project, you know, like you have to get it done by here. You have people depending on this.
Yeah. So maybe that's part of it, setting those like personal deadlines for yourself. So you have something to work towards, and that hopefully gives you a little bit extra motivation. What are your future goals with Capybara Collective? What do you hope to, like, well, I guess you mentioned a little bit, the boba shop, the different, like, elements mm-hmm. of the brand. So maybe what's next on the list?
Well, April 19th, we got a show downtown at the Hometown Bank Plaza with Standing Rock. It's the Earth Day Festival. It's called Who's Your Mama Earth Day Festival, you know, Mother Earth.
Yeah,
and, cool. And we're going to bring the artists and the PAs for that. And then we have a few different shows coming in May. That's the immediate future. But I'm really looking to get into some ticketed events.
Okay.
You know, to start generating more revenue than before.
Yeah.
Just so I can sustain it and to do bigger shows. Because I'm kind of hitting like a plateau right now.
Okay.
So I want to get to that next level.
Yeah.
Within the next year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And of course, clothing. I want to release clothing this year.
Yeah. For sure. Okay. This year?
Yeah. So those are my two immediate, like, yes, I'm getting this done this year. And then maybe a podcast. You know, I have a few episodes of a podcast film, but I didn't release them. I didn't really like them, so.
Okay.
Maybe I'll release them in the future, you know. Yeah. Archives. But yeah, that's my immediate agenda.
Okay. Yeah. A few good things in the works there.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Cool to see how you're diversifying kind of your business's offerings. Very cool.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, so we have one more question for our main question section before we get into the rapid fire. How would you describe an entrepreneur?
A self-starter, you know, somebody who is able to get things done on their own, because as an entrepreneur, you don't have a whole team, really. You know, when you first start out, it's just you, and you have to know that, and you have to be able to put all of it. You have to shoulder this responsibility, and I feel like some people like that. Some people might not. People that like it are able to succeed as entrepreneurs. People that don't, maybe they just, it's not their thing. You know, they want to work with the team. And I love working with teams, of course, but I feel like having a sense of ownership over what you're doing as being an entrepreneur is like taking responsibility for something if it goes wrong. Like, you can't just be there when it's good. You have to be there when it's bad as well. Mm-hmm. Someone who is strong, someone who can persevere. That's who I think an entrepreneur is.
Yeah. Awesome.
Absolutely agree. Thank you for that. Are you ready for the rapid fire section of the podcast?
I've never been more ready.
Perfect. This is one of our favorites. We might have follow-ups. We might ask you to explain. It's not exactly rapid, but it's just part of the name. What is the last song you listened to?
Ooh. The last song I listened to, it was Claro. Can I pull up my phone?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go for it.
Give us their receipts.
I don't want to get this wrong. I love Claro.
Yes.
So I was listening to like all the Claro. Slow Dance. Slow by Dance. Claro. Off Charm, the new album.
Have you been to a Claro concert?
Unfortunately, no.
Jude, what's going on?
I'm devastated. I know. It's sad.
It is sad.
It hurts my soul. I want to do that.
Is Claro going on tour soon, maybe?
Claro just ended her tour.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought she was on a tour. Yeah.
Yeah, in Europe.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But
let's get that U.S. one in.
Yes. Oh, yeah, no. Devastating, right? She's actually going to London with Sabrina Carpenter and Biba Doobie in June.
What?
Yeah, at Hyde Park.
Pretty good lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me just pull a 1,000 pounds out of nowhere and then I can go head over there.
Hey, you have some events coming up. Maybe those will help.
They'll get canceled if I can go to that show.
I'm saying they can help fund. Get some money in for those.
Yeah. You're right. More events coming.
Yeah.
Every day.
Okay. Are capybaras your favorite animal?
They might be second. They might be second.
Okay, well, what is?
So there's some lore here. I gotta get you guys into.
Please, please.
So Capybara Collective, like I said, it started as a music duo. And we were working on an album called Gator and Fuego.
Okay. Oh.
My favorite animal is an alligator.
Oh.
Wow.
But capybaras are a close second.
Do gators attack capybaras?
No.
Really?
No. I'll show you.
Is that a fact?
Look up Google capybara alligator.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you.
I'm doing it right now.
At home, Google capybara alligator.
Oh, wow.
No way.
It's just standing on top of the gator.
Eric, I'm going to ask you to add this image to the video later.
Yes, please. That's incredible.
So was it like friends. You were the gator and then your friend was the capybara?
I mean, I don't think we have the lore for that one yet. But
oh, okay.
Yeah. No, the capybara was like...
Wow, who
No,
knew?
We were both capybaras.
Okay.
Because it was the capybara collective.
Yeah, yeah.
It was two capybaras.
Okay.
Gator and Fuego is like, you know, like Brat Summer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a feeling.
Ah. Oh,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Gator Why gators?
I'll look up gator on fire. This is what inspired it. This picture here.
Is it the meme?
I think so. Yeah, that's it. That's a real picture.
Excellent.
That's a real...
Huh. Kind of feel bad for the alligator.
Yeah, was he okay?
Yeah. He looks cool, right?
Yeah.
You know, gators are like prehistoric, basically. They're like 400 years old.
They're dinosaurs, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that why they're your favorite?
I think they're just like beasts, you know? Okay. Like, they're just animals. Like, you can't stop them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I really respect that. It's like, they are the kings of the swamp.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's very true.
Fair enough.
The kings of the bayou.
Yeah. And I never knew they were friends with capybaras. I feel so educated right now.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
You guys want to know another favorite animal of mine?
Yes.
The tapir.
What are you
Googling?
T-E-P-I-R. Tapir.
Tapir. Oh.
Look up tapir capybara. Oh, guess what? Gosh. They're friends too. This is why capybara.
Oh, no way.
Exactly.
They're so cute.
This is why capybara brings people together.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I think, I don't know if I've ever asked you like why it was Capybara Collective, but I'm seeing it now. I get it. The branding's very on point.
It's a good tie-in.
Everybody loves capybaras.
Yeah.
And capybaras love everybody.
That's the real hook.
Gators.
Capybaras love everybody.
Tapirs.
Humans.
Humans, yeah.
We do. We love capybaras here.
And they love us.
Yes.
Fun fact about capybaras, they become very attached to their owners.
Oh. Mm.
So it's like, you can't even leave the house. Like, they get sad. And they have to have another capybara with them. They can't be solitary.
Oh, yeah. Buddy system. Hey, back to your community. There it is.
See, it all ties in.
I get it. It all ties in. I get it.
People, they think it's like, oh, capybaras are cute. It's more than that.
You need to get this messaging out there more so people know. Keep that in mind.
Watch the podcast.
For your marketing.
Yeah.
This is going on the page. No.
I feel you should ask this next one.
I think so. Okay. Cristiano Ronaldo or Kylian Mbappe? Mm.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
The best in the world. The best ever.
Okay.
The greatest. A la Madrid. The best team in the world. The best player in the world. Really? Cristiano Ronaldo. Yes.
We have some people in the office who would disagree with that statement.
Tell them to hold up 5 Champions Leagues. Messi doesn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
Messi is not Mr. Champions League. That's Cristiano Ronaldo.
Interesting.
Messi, he rigged the World Cup anyway, so it doesn't matter. Oh.
I wish I knew more to comment on this, but honestly, I simply can't.
Honestly, same. But I feel like you might have some people who are like, who disagree with you. Like, after they listen to the podcast, they'll be like, ooh.
I'm not worried
about
it.
Put it in the comment section, guys.
Yeah.
Let's see where you stand.
I've been at this for years. Okay, I've been at this for like a decade, defending Cristiano Ronaldo versus Messi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it gets deep over here.
Fair enough.
All right.
So watch your next words.
Oh, no, we kidding. Respect. We respect.
Hey, no comment.
My favorite player right now, though, is Jude Bellingham.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Is it because of the name?
No, he's just so good. He's the best.
Yeah. He's the best.
Yeah, him and Vinicius Jr.
Okay, what team?
Real Madrid.
Oh.
Best team in the world.
Maybe.
Facts. Oh.
Maybe.
Okay. Do you have a separate opinion?
I don't know enough about it, honestly. Okay. My journey with football has just started within the last 4 months.
Ah, gotcha. So, okay.
You know.
It's valid.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll table this for later.
Yes.
Is it true you're a DJ?
I've DJed a couple times. I wouldn't put DJ in front of my name or anything, you know.
Okay.
But I've done some DJ work, and that's another thing that is coming soon. Some DJ appearances.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to be an attraction at my own events, you know, besides, you know, maybe doing some rap songs here and there.
Okay.
I'd rather do some DJing.
Do you have, like, a name that you DJ under, or?
Should I debut right now?
Are you ready to?
I have some ideas.
Okay.
DJ Barra.
DJ Barra.
Barra.
On brand.
Barra. Isn't that tough?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it.
It's like, oh, Barra's going to be there. Oh, I got to go. You can have like a long name.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
It's got to be like Barra.
Yeah.
Okay. Be like, what's Barra from? Capybara.
Mm. Yeah.
Collective.
Exactly. It all ties in.
On Instagram.
Don't worry, you'll get your shout out moment. It's at the end of the episode.
Okay.
Should we break this one up? Do you want to do the first part?
Yeah.
Okay.
Parla italiano.
Si.
Okay.
Parlez-vous français?
No.
No? You went to Paris?
Okay, I did go to Paris. This is true.
Exposed.
Let me tell you, I went to Paris. I got to tell you guys a story about Paris.
Okay. And
the French language. So, I'm walking around the streets of Paris. Mm-hmm. Actually, I was biking. Because I rented a bike. And they have really nice bike lanes in Paris. So, you can go all around. Like, okay. I went to the Notre Dame. You know, I went all around the city. Mm-hmm. And so, I went and parked my bike. My, like, city bike equivalent. I think it was, like, a Lime bike or something. I don't know. Okay. Park it. Go to this cafe. And as I'm walking there, I'm practicing my French. I'm going, Où sont les toilettes? That means, where are the toilets?
Yeah.
That's all you need to know. So I'm walking, and an old man, you know, people say the Parisians are very rude.
Mm.
It's not true. It's not true. They're very nice. They were nice to me, except one guy. But no, this old man, he hears me say it, and he laughs. He looks at me, points over there. He's like, it's over there? Yeah, so that's a funny story.
So that's all you needed, French-wise.
That's all you need. Well, I had more, but that was like 2 years ago. I forget.
Okay.
Gotcha.
But I will never forget that.
Yeah.
But Italian you're familiar with.
Un poco.
Un poco. Okay.
We don't speak Italian. That's unfortunate.
Or French, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh. I took French in high school. Don't remember any of it.
Oh.
I took 4 years of Spanish, and I probably couldn't say much right now.
I feel like Spanish pops into my brain a little bit more because I also took Spanish classes, but I feel like just like with everyday words, it'll like integrate itself a little bit more.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's something I've been trying to work on. My Spanish, you know, Duolingo. And I got this app called Tandem.
Okay.
And you can talk to people from all around. So it's like, hey, I want to learn Spanish and I know English. So then you kind of language exchange on there.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So I was using that for a while and it's pretty cool.
Huh. I'll have to try that. All right, that is all of our rapid fires, Jude. Before we close out the episode, we would love to give you a chance to shout out anything regarding yourself or Capybara Collective.
Okay, yeah. Well, listen up. Go on Instagram, at Capybara Collective, with two A's at the end of Capybara. Follow for more, you know. Check out the Linktree. We have a LinkedIn as well. Facebook. We're not on X. We don't like Twitter.
Yes.
We don't like the founder of Twitter. Not to get political. Not the founder, the owner. No, to get political. I don't like him. So that's all I have to say. Tap in, Cappy Boba, 2026. Yes. Very soon.
Yes.
Cappy Bar Collective. We got some events coming up April 19th and early in late May. So
all right.
Not announced yet, but first scoop right here.
There you go. Make sure, guys, save the date.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jude, for being here.
Thank you so much for joining us. This is such a fun episode. And I'm glad we got to debrief about Stage Zero.
Yeah, that's all I had to say. Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the next one.
Yep, we are.
Yeah, Stage Zero, recurring. Stay tuned next semester. It's going to be even better.
Yes. All right, well, that is it. Thank you all for listening and or watching. And with that, let's get after it.